About this week's parasha, we have parashas Achrei Mos Kedoshim. And there's lots of stuff going on in Achrei Mos and in Kedoshim. And there's one very famous pasuk in parashas Achrei Mos that I want to speak about. That I want to share with you a very, very important idea that I think can give us a very, very healthy perspective on life. And a very, very special perspective on life. Pasuk says in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Hey, Ushmartem es chukosai ve es mishpatai. It says you should guard my laws, my mitzvos, asher yaseh osam ha'adam v'chai b'amanei Hashem. You should keep the mitzvos that I command you to do v'chai b'amanei Hashem. And the question is, when the Torah says v'chai b'am, what's it talking about? Or more specifically, where is it talking about? Where is a person going to live with these mitzvos? Where's the v'chai b'am meant to be? So if you look in Chazal, you find seemingly different opinions on this matter. Rashi on the spot quotes the Sifra, V'chai b'hem, where l'olam haba? If you're going to tell me l'olam hazeh, you only live a certain number of years in this world. So it can't be l'olam hazeh, so it must be v'chai b'hem means l'olam haba. So says Rashi on the spot, and the Unkos also says, what's v'chai b'hem? V'yichei b'hom achai alma. Chai alma means the world to come. That's how Rashi and Unkelus learn pshat in these words v'chai b'hem. However, if you look in the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, a famous Gemara, everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara says there's three mitzvos or three averos that a person has to give their life for, and they are shvichos damim, gilui arayos, avodah zarah, the big three, the cardinal averos, and a person is obligated to give up his life for those averos. However, let's say a person puts a gun to your head and says, eat treif or I'll kill you. What's the halacha? Eat treif. Why? V'chai b'hem. What's v'chai b'hem? The Gemara has a drasha. V'chai b'hem. V'lo shiyamos b'hem. Means you should live with the mitzvos and not die for the mitzvos. Where is that talking about? Which world is that talking about, obviously? This world. So what's pshat? Is v'chai b'hem in this world or is v'chai b'hem in the world to come? So asks Rav Schwab in his Sefer Mayan Beis HaShoeva on this week's parasha. Again, seemingly contradiction. Is V'chai B'hem, like Rashi and Unkelus say, talking about the world to come? Or is V'chai B'hem talking about in this world, like seems to be the implication from the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin and Maseches Yuma? Says Rav Schwab a beautiful answer, a beautiful perspective. He says the real answer is they're one and the same. The answer is it's both. V'chai b'hem is not only in this world, and it's not only in the world to come, but v'chai b'hem is in this world, and it's in the world to come. And he explains, he says, if a person lives his life according to the Torah and mitzvos, so he's going to have v'chai b'hem in this world, and by doing so as well, have v'chai b'hem in the world to come. The only difference is that in this world, we're living in a world with a guf. We have a body, we have a garment that covers our neshama in this world. And the world to come is the world of our neshamas. But it's one continuum, it's one existence of v'chai b'hem. What's v'chai b'hem? V'chai b'hem means a life of neshama, a life of closeness to Hashem. That begins in this world, it continues till we leave this world, and it continues from this world to the world to come. He quotes over here a beautiful pshat from Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch said an amazing thing. If you look at Parshas Bereishis, Hashem says to Adam Rishon, don't eat from Eitz Hadas. You know why? Ki biyom acholcha mimenu mos tamus. If you eat from it, you're going to die. And what happens? Adam eats from it. And what happens? He seems not to die. But God said, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. And he eats from it, and he seems to live many, many more years, 930 years Adam lives for. So what do you mean? How could God write in the Torah, if you eat from the evening, you're going to die? He doesn't die. Says Rav Hirsch the following pshat. The Gemara says that galus is a form of misa. What does that mean? Person kills Bisholi, what happens? Then they go to galus. Why? Because galus is a small, mini form of misa in a certain sense. Why? What's pshat? Says Rav Hirsch because a person changes modes, changes zones. If you're in one place, that's your zone. And what happens when a person goes to Galus? He goes to a different mode. Olam Hazeh is one mode. Olam Haba is a different mode. When Adam Rishon was removed from Gan Eden, when he was chased out of Gan Eden, it was a miniature death. He wasn't in Gan Eden anymore. He was moved elsewhere. When a person leaves this world, that's what happens to a person. A person's body leaves this world. When a person's neshama is eternal. And then he quotes the following amazing conversation that he had with the Chafetz Chaim. Rav Schwab had the following conversation with the Chafetz Chaim. Rav Schwab himself, the author of the Sefer, met the Chafetz Chaim. And he said, the Chafetz Chaim, when he was a young boy, asked him the following question. He said, when you go to the Torah, and you make a berachas haTorah, and you say the words, V'chaye olam nata b'sochenu, what do you have in mind? What do you think about? So this little boy, imagine, standing in front of the Chafetz Chaim. Like the Chafetz Chaim says, what do you think about when you see that bracha? He's like, I don't know. So the Chafetz Chaim said, let me ask you a question. So where are you going to be in 500 years? And he didn't wait for the Shrab to answer. The Chafetz Chaim answered himself in Yiddish. Mitten the Ribono Shalom with Hashem. How about in 5,000 years? Mitten Ribono Shalom with Hashem. How about, huh? Yeah, hold on a second, yeah. Even with Mashiach, it's eternal. Chai olam nata b'sochinu, said the Chafetz Chaim to Rav Schwab, is no. It means Chai olam, Hashem gave us through the Torah the ability to connect with Hashem for eternity, forever and ever and ever. That's the answer to the question. Chai olam nata b'sochinu means it's not limited. It starts in this world, but it continues, and a person is able, with living life properly, to carry all of that closeness to Hashem that they work so hard to achieve in this world. And that stays with them forever and ever and ever for the eternity of eternities. And that's the answer of V'chai Olam. So there's no stira. Where's V'chai Bahem? Is it in this world or is it in the world to come? The answer is, it's both. It starts in this world and it continues with the person into the world to come. It reminded me of a beautiful comment of the Chazon Ish in the Sefer Emunah Bitachon. The Chazon Ish writes in Perek, in the first Perek, always test the following beautiful description. I'm going to paraphrase this. The Hebrew is very hard. He writes, when a person's seichel is zocha, to see the truth of Hashem's existence, immediately, says the Chazon Ish, he enters inside of him a joy, an endless joy, and his neshama is pleasant upon him. And the physical taivos of this world kind of dissipate and leave him, and his soul is enwrapped, enveloped with kedusha. It's as though he leaves his guf a little bit, and he traverses a little bit in the heavens. Says the Chazon Ish, amazing words. When a person has this clarity, he sees a new world. And he writes these words, I'm not making them up. I'll read them in Hebrew now. Ki efshar la'adam ba'olam hazeh. It's possible for a person in this world, li'os kimalach l'regoim, to be like an angel for a few moments in this world. To be so connected, so zoned in to his connection to Hashem, and all the physical things in this world kind of just pale or almost don't exist when a person has that closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar ideas in the Geras Ramban. I'm not going to go through it inside. If you look carefully in the Geras Ramban, you'll find a similar idea in the Geras Ramban, where he writes also in a sense that a person, by incorporating certain midos, they can already in this world be Shora Alem Ziv Olam Haba. Unbelievable comment of the Geras Ramban. What's the takeaway? What's the takeaway, Rabbi Osai? Takeaway is that we have a plan for us, a GPS in life. The GPS is V'chai Bahem. That we're not confused, we're not lost. Some people walk in the world and they don't know where they're going. They have no clue. What's the starting point? What's the midpoint? What's the end goal? They just walk through life, unfortunately, Rahman al Islam, without any direction. And we have the ultimate bracha in the entire world, which is V'chai Olam Nata B'Sochenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us not just the key to V'chai Olam Hazeh, Chaye is double lashon. It doesn't say V'chai Olam, Chaye Olam. It's the chiyus of this world and the chiyus of the eternal world of eternity that exists. It's the neshama, which is way beyond this world. It starts in this world. Hashem gives us a chance in this world to maximize on it and to purify it and to make it as best as we can. But it's not only about this world. It's about the Chayi Netzach. It's Chayi Olam Tavsachinu. We're Zocha. We're Zocha. And we have a chance. We have a chance in this world to do the best that we can. And to polish our neshama. And to work on cleansing our neshama. And to overcome the nisyonos that we have, which try to sully our neshama and make our neshama not as perfect as it can be. And that's our avoda. And we should be Zocha Ritz Hashem to work hard and to overcome the nisyonos that we have in this world. And to halavai, really internalize the zechus that we have, the chayi olam that we have, and in Ritz Hashem, live the most amazing life both in this world and the world to come. Have a wonderful Shabbos and Pesach.